This is a podcast about relationships that I'm sure you'll love. Follow Kaylin and Egypt as they discuss their relationship. This week we discuss communication.
Hey, what's going on, everyone? My name is Kaylin.
And I'm Egypt.
And this is relationships. So welcome back, everyone, to our 8th episode of relationships, communication. Before we dive right into our topic, as we usually do, we want to give a couple shout-outs to two people who have donated to our crowdfunding page. I'm not going to give any names, but we're going to shout-out some Instagram names. So shout-out to CC206, so go ahead and follow him. And shout-out to Miss Demi Page. Miss Demi Page, okay? So go ahead and follow her. And if you're wondering what crowdfunding is, I'm going to give you a little quick snippet. Me and Egypt are trying to get a therapist on our show for our therapy episode. And we're just looking for a little donations to help us along the way. So if you visit patreon.podbean.com/relationships, you can pledge $1, 50 cents, a penny, dime, nickel, whatever you got in your pocket. All right. But anyway, moving on. Communication. Today we have two subtopics that we're going to discuss as far as communication, and I'm going to let you guys know so that, you know, we just move through this smoothly and we communicate with you effectively.
What are you talking about?
You like how I did that?
No,
like,
okay. That was corny.
Anyway, so first we're going to talk about miscommunication and just different factors that go along with that.
And let me just put a disclaimer out there. The reason why this episode took so long is because of communication. I did not feel comfortable recording an episode about communication when we were not communicating effectively. I don't even know what it was, but it's so annoying when you can't talk to each other. Or is something that you can't get over, or there's something that you have to work through, but you can't do it, and it's no point of recording an episode if you're both annoyed with each other or you can't solve a problem. It's a lot.
Yeah, I mean, full transparency, I'm pretty sure it was something that I did to annoy you, and then we just didn't record for like 3 weeks. So, coming back to our miscommunication topic, being stubborn. I'm pretty sure that when you are in a relationship, and like me and Egypt are, and if you are stubborn, pretty much you're not going to get nothing done. So that's the first part. We're just identifying like pieces of that. We're identifying things that contribute to miscommunication. So if you're a stubborn person, like, stepping into a relationship, you need to check that at the door.
Yeah, you have to be willing to get over that, because it's not going to work. The problem's not going to get solved. It's not all about you. It's about the both of you.
Right.
Like, you're investing in something long-term between the two of you, not just yourself.
Right. You're not about to be the Grinch on Christmas talking about...
I don't want
to
do that.
Exactly. Okay. Or I don't like this, or I don't like that. Well, dang, they're not going to like you. And then you're going to end up getting cheated on, like we talked about in our last episode, and then you're going to be mad. So,
the solution to being stubborn is, what can we do to fix the problem? Because it's about the two of us, not just you.
This is
stubborn
true.
Stubborn Susie.
Wherever you may be. Anyway, another factor that contributes to miscommunication, which me and Egypt not always struggle with, but we have struggled with, is your tone. So I wake up and Egypt has been snoring all night. She's been sleeping, but I know she's been snoring and it's been getting on my nerves while I've been sleeping. If I wake up and I'm like, oh my gosh, Egypt, blah, 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 like, that's not her fault. And also, I don't need to be yelling like when we just woke up or raising my voice.
It's a new day. We're alive. we're living our best lives.
Right, right.
What are you yelling at me for? You cannot control something like snoring. It's natural. It's natural.
This is true. But my point is like tone,
the approach.
Right?
Yeah, yeah, the tone approach. And the approach.
If your significant other is doing something annoying, like, and you just rock off and start wilding on them, like, think about that yourself. Like, if somebody just started yelling at you, you think you're going to respond calmly and say, okay, I understand what you're saying. No, you're going to rock off too, and you're going to be upset. So, tone. One of the factors that has contributed to miscommunication in our relationship, and also just generally, like, the way people talk to each other in the street, at work.
It could just mess up, like, friendships, work relationships, and relationships. The way you talk to somebody, if I said, hey, Kaylin. Okay. If I said, hey, Kaylin.
Well, hold up. If Egypt said, hey, Kaylin, I'm going to think something's wrong. Like, you have
to. Yeah, but you see the difference? And if I said, hey, Kaylin. That's not like I want to fight you. Like, I got beef with you. Like, oh, hey, Kaylin. Like, that sounds like flirting.
That was more sexy. I feel that.
It's all, like, tone is very important.
Watch
your mouth.
But I feel like tone kind of feeds into message delivery. That was one of our other factors that contributed to a miscommunication. Just if you want to tell your partner something and talk to them about something. So, for instance, I'm just looking around the house right now. Like, okay, I left my shoes right there under the bar. And if Egypt wanted to tell me, you know, you do this all the time, can you please put them in the closet? If she came at me with this message and she delivered it the wrong way, she was like, why are you always leaving your shoes under the bar? I'm going to look at her like, well, why are you always doing this? And then we're just going to keep going back and forth with it. But if she came at me and was like, Kaylin.
Kaylin, can you please put your shoes away? They did not belong under the bar.
I'll say, okay, you know what? My bad. I just kicked them off and I was ready to get to drinking. So I just poured me a drink and left them.
Really?
I got you. Like,
because it's under the bar.
So, Beck, Egypt, I got you. I understand you. I love you. I respect you. And I will next time put my shoes by the door before I get to the bar after a long day of work and school. And I will proceed that way next time.
Okay. His shoes are under the bar, by the way.
Right now. Moving on to another factor that contributes to this whole big thing of miscommunication. And I'm going to just call her out. Egypt said this is one of the factors because we planned before this. She said not listening. So I know where this one is coming from, and I'm going to take full responsibility. And this goes for men and women. If your significant other, man, wife, groom, bride, whoever, husband, wife, wants to talk to you, put your phone down, put your laptop away, turn off the TV, and give them your 110%, the undivided attention. Because if they talk to you for a good 20 minutes about anything, something they're going through, something they want to just talk to you about, work, whatever, and you have your phone out, and you're not listening, like, you straight up not getting that message. And it just causes miscommunication, because then you end up asking, what happened? What were you saying? I'm sorry, I wasn't listening. And then they just feel like their time is wasted.
Yes, listening is, I'm sure all men know this. Or not even just men. It could be a same-sex relationship. It's always that one person on the other side of the relationship. Sometimes it could be the other person as well. But it's always someone that just doesn't click. You're trying to talk to them. You're saying things. And then it's like, you say, right? At the end of the conversation. And it's like, what did you just say? Really? I just spent 20 minutes telling you about something and all you had to say was, huh, what did you say? Exactly what were you doing? What were you doing? And then when you find out what the person was doing, it makes you even more upset. Just listen. Listening is the key. Yeah. The key to success in a relationship. If you listen, you don't gotta explain yourself. You don't gotta cover. You don't gotta make up a lie. Just listen to the sound. Just listen. That's all I gotta say.
And we came up with one last factor that contributes to miscommunication. And that's something that we haven't personally. This is something that we haven't personally grappled with, but I feel like it's important for a lot of people. But just like, well, let me not say that. But our morals, and I feel like the way we were raised, but me and Ija were kind of raised the same way by our parents. Mm-hmm. So I feel like we don't. Home, yeah.
Siblings. Not,
right.
Yeah.
Like just simple things as far as like clean up after yourself. Mm-hmm. Wash your ass every night.
Eat dinner at the table.
Make sure you have a clean common space. Like just simple.
Wash the dishes.
Okay, well we talked about that, but like it's, you know, but we've been both raised the same way. But for most people, you know, some people might be raised that the women do all the work. Some people might be raised where men do this and women do that. So
and that's something that needs to be established
when you first get into a relationship.
Because if Kaylin's taking out the trash all the time, if Kaylin vacuuming all the time, well, that's what I'm going to expect him to do. If he comes out the blue and say, oh, well, maybe you can vacuum.
It's going to cause a problem.
Like, maybe I cannot because you've been doing it for the past 10 years.
But if everything has been established before, exactly. Then, and that's where the morals part of your relationship comes into play when it comes to communication, miscommunication. Mm-hmm. So make sure just sit down and talk. Like, and that's just a part of communication itself. Talking and listening and understanding to your partner so that you can have a common ground so you can be smooth sailing straight up and down. So,
yeah.
Now, me and Egypt are going to talk about what has worked for us in our relationship as far as advice, you know, and just straight up experience. Like, we already told everyone, like, beginning of this podcast, this is based off of me and each relationship. So we're not going to BS you, but we're going to tell you, like, what has worked, what we've been through. So what has worked for us, one thing that has worked for us is listen to understand and not to respond.
Mm-hmm. You have to comprehend what the person said. Don't just in one ear, out the other. Or, okay, I understand, or, yes, I get what you're saying. No, you need to understand what the person is saying. Because if you don't understand and you say yes, and then that actual thing happens, and you're confused, there's a problem. It's going to be like, you just told me that you understand, so what's the problem?
This is true. And that's happened to us before, where you just pouring your heart out, and then you're just like, okay, I got it. And then the next fucking day, you're like, hey, did you just, what the?
I just told right. you last
night. Right, and it's just
night.
Like, come on. That's just, I disagree with that. Like, we definitely have, now, let me just say this. That's something to build upon, because if you're a person who listens to react, like, because of things that have happened, people have been through a lot of stuff in relationships. Where somebody's always attacking you, so you just ready to attack back. Like, it's
you're
a
process.
Right, if you're a defensive person, and it's not your fault, it's understandable. Like, but if you're with somebody who is willing to work with you, you need to take all of what happened and all that defensiveness and try to sideline it to try to work better with that individual.
And even if you're, if you know you're defensive all the time, and this back and forth, there's no solution, take some time. Wait until the next day, a couple hours. You don't have to solve a problem right then and there. Just take your time. And then when you come back to it, then maybe you can have a better understanding. Like, oh, I have some time to think about it. And I get what you're saying.
Especially those drunk
friends. And it's not about, oh, you're right. Oh, I was wrong. It's about actually understanding.
Yeah. Especially in full transparency. You in a relationship, everybody, not everybody, but if you and your partner drink together, have a good time together, like, there's going to be times where you have a fight or two when you are inebriated or...
And those are the, honestly, the no offense. Fucking fights. Okay, you said it. Those are the stupidest fights. Because when you wake up the next morning, like, what was he even arguing about last night?
Just babbling.
Oh, well, I don't like how you wasn't talking to me this way. And you was talking to your friend. And you were talking to your friend like that, but you said this to me. And then it's like...
Because at the end of the day, if you've been drinking, like, things may not be how they seem or come across how they seem. So it's always good to...
But communicate.
Or wait.
Oh, yeah, that too.
Wait until the next day.
Because sometimes, even when you're drinking, the truth comes out, but in the wrong way.
Bada bing, bada boo. Mm-hmm. Oh, bada bing, bada boo.
But back to listening to understand, I want to say... Like, when you take that time to think about the situation, you also want to put yourself in that person's shoes. Mm-hmm. Imagine what it's like to be that person or why they might feel that way. Women think differently from men. Men think differently from women. And your partner might be sensitive. Men are sensitive. Women are sensitive. They might be insensitive, but you need to let them know, like, it's okay.
Can I hop in real quick? Because I like what you just said. Mm. Men are sensitive. I don't care if this man spent 12 years in jail.
I feel like that'll make him more sensitive.
Really? But no, I don't care if this man grew up in the toughest of times. Like, everybody has feelings. Everybody has emotions. They come out in different ways. So, as far as, like, just talking to my female counterparts out there, does that make sense? Female counterpart, my female friends.
I don't understand.
Okay, talking to the female
population
as a whole. Just think about that. I know it's hard to think. Like, if I tell him this, like, he's a man, like, he'll take it like a man and he'll just keep it moving. But eternally, men are, and I can say this for myself, like, if you tell me something that hurts my feelings, I may not immediately seem like I'm hurt or respond like I'm hurt, but I'll take that in, like, take that to heart, and then I'll start to act differently towards you or the situation, because men don't really express themselves as they should, but they still have emotion. So at the same time as, you know, this whole communication things go, think about that when you're communicating with a man who you might not think has emotion. And think about how you deliver things and how you think he'll respond to things. And just think about, you know, even though he's a man, he still has emotions and he still wants to be respected and valued. Just like as if I was to tell Egypt, you know, you fix things. I know she has emotions. I know that would hurt my feelings because after a long ass day of working, you tell me my feet stink, I'm going to be hurt because... I've been working hard to bring home the bacon, and you gonna tell me something simple as that? You gonna even tell me, "Welcome home"? Simple things like that. You know what I'm saying?
Are you trying to tell me that my feet stink?
I mean, we could talk about that later. You know what I'm saying?
I'm gonna need you to clear that up, cause we gonna have a communication issue later.
All right. So Egypt,
your feet does not stink.
Your feet do not stink, but your socks stink when you take them off and you just leave them laying around. Okay. Well,
we already know your feet stink because you be working all day.
Well, an honest day's work leaves a man.
But this episode is not about stinky feet.
Well, so I'm just saying, continue. You said clear it up, and I wanted to communicate with your ass. But you know what? Sometimes you got to put things off till later, okay?
Going back to this conversation and communication, another good thing to do, like, even in the heat of argument or just a disagreement, it doesn't have to be a full-blown argument. Could be a disagreement. Like, well, I don't think you should do this. I don't think you should do that. Like, oh, what was the example before? Like, I don't think women should have guy friends or guys should have friends that are girls. So, if you don't agree with that, like, review everything that you spoke about in your head and then speak. Don't just speak immediately. Because the first thing that come out, trust me, is not going to be the right thing. And it's going to be ugly. It ain't going to be pretty.
So, I agree. I definitely agree. So, talking on, like, the review part. So, me and Egypt get into an argument. And, like, for instance, I say something to her that, to me, may have not come across as hurtful. And, you know, we take some time and we think about it. Or we take some time to talk about it. I think reviewing the conversation in your head also is, like, really important. Because if you play back what happens and you think about what you said, and you also put yourself in the other person's shoes, and you think about how that, what you said, came across, you might come into that second conversation in a different, like, space. Because, like, if I'm coming at you crazy, but I'm just angry about something, but I'm still coming at you crazy, and you like, okay, let's take a break and think about stuff, and we'll talk about it later. And I go and I think about it, I'm like, damn, I was really coming across crazy. Like, maybe I shouldn't have done that. Your second conversation will be much easier and much quicker and less stressful than that first conversation.
I agree.
Yeah.
And I think the last thing that I would say about communicating, effectively.
And you say I'm corny.
I mean, vacationships, communication. What? The thing I would say about communicating effectively would be honesty. Like, be honest. Because if you say you didn't leave your shoes under the bar, and I dang sure got evidence that your shoes was under the bar, and you lying to me, it's gonna be on. I don't care who you are. My mama, my papa, my sister, my brother.
Really?
My fiance, which is what we're talking about. My fiance. Really, Kaylin?
Well, communication goes across the board.
I'm gonna look at you and say, Kaylin, look over there real quick. What's that?
And I'm gonna look at you and say, I don't see. No, I'm joking.
I'm gonna show y'all the shoes. Y'all gonna see. But it's honestly, it's not a problem for me. We're just giving examples right now. Even though issues should not be under the bar. But okay.
Well, look. Okay. You're right. But at the same time, I have a real good explanation. I was trying to make a drink for you. And I came in, so that's why I threw them things under the bar. You know what I'm saying?
20 hours later. And the shoes are still under the bar.
Because I thought, I forgot them. Anyway, this, all of that.
It's all for the best. If you say something now in a nice way, not in a rude tone, get your damn shoes from under the bar. If you say, Kaylin, you left your shoes under the bar.
Well,
and he explains, oh, I'm excited. I was making you a drink. Like, okay, you know the shoes don't belong there. Then next time, I will not expect the shoes to be there.
Right.
If they're there, again, then it's a problem.
But no, you see how you just say, like, get your dang shoes from under the bar?
Mm-hmm.
Like, know your partner. Like, if you know that, if you say that to your partner, if you just said, get your dang shoes from under the bar, and she says it in a tone, going back to tone, that, like, she knows I would understand. Like, I'd be like, oh, damn, like, okay, I'm moving. But, like, if me and Egypt just got together and I came over to visit her and I left my shoes on and she said that to me, I might take it some type of way.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'd be like, well, I ain't messing with her because she's just rude or she don't bang with me or she's a. Like, you have to get to know how your partner will respond. Like, I know Egypt, if I don't communicate with Egypt and I don't tell her something effectively, like, it's going to be a problem because she just wants to stay in the room. Same way Egypt knows, like, if she doesn't come to me and talk to me, like, about something she's upset with but just harbors it, like, I'm going to be upset. So, like, it all boils down to, like, just knowing your partner, like, which is just all a part of being in a relationship. Like, if you don't know your partner, then you don't know who you're with, like. And if you don't know yourself at the same time, like, how do you expect your partner to know who you're with? Because if you don't know yourself and you changing your mood every day and who you are, one day you Abraham Lincoln, the next day you George Washington, like, two different people. Like, how do you expect your partner to know?
I'm so confused.
Like, yo, who am I getting today? George Washington or President Lincoln? Like, you trying to free the slaves or you trying to keep the slaves? You know what I'm saying? Y'all figure out who's who. Y'all know who kept the slaves. Who freed? Okay.
History teacher in the making.
Thank you. But all I'm saying is, know your partner. Like, and that's just what has worked for me in Egypt.
So, going into our advice for this episode, my piece of advice...
Other than what has worked for us.
Oopsie. So, my piece of advice would be, listen. He's laughing.
I'm laughing because this is extra specific.
Obviously, this is directed towards my fiancé. But if it's towards my fiancé, I'm sure other people are going through the same thing. But it's something that's fixable. But if you're not trying to fix it, then that's your problem. It ain't gonna work out.
Yeah, I mean, we just being honest.
So back to my advice. Listen. Try to understand. If you can't understand at that point, then take your time to think about it and come back the next day. And boom, there you go. That's what I gotta say. Kaylin, what's your advice?
So my advice is twofold. Of course, I have to be extra. So to piggyback off of Egypt, like with the coming back part or explaining something to your significant other who doesn't understand, please don't get frustrated with them. If they are trying to understand something, but they are asking questions or if they need some more time, understand, not everybody's the same. Your partner is your partner. Accept them for who they are. If they don't understand something right away, take that for what it is and work with them so that they can get to the point you're trying to get them to. First part.
Continue.
Amen. Okay, all right. And the second part, I would say, is honesty. Like, it does not make sense to be in a relationship for 2 years, 3 years, 20 years, 40 years, 60 years, and you're not honest with your partner about something you don't like or something that you... It don't even have to be negative. If you like something that your partner does or does not do, tell them. But if, especially if there's something that you don't like that they did that offends you or makes you feel some type of way, be honest about it. But take into account, like, when you bring that up to your partner who doesn't realize that they did something to you that was hurtful to you, take into account what we talked about today, like, the tone you bring it up to them, how you deliver it to them. And just straight up being honest with everything. Don't bring up half honesty. Like, okay, so to spare the other one person's feelings. Because at the same time, if you bring up something that you're honest about, but you deliver it the right way with the right tone and you know how they will take it, smooth sailing. So all of these factors, like, coincide with each other. And Egypt looking at me because I'm rambling. But I'm rambling because I'm bambling.
Our next episode is going to be episode number 9, Gender Roles and Finances. This is going to be a great episode.
I can't wait.
I can guarantee you that this is going to be one of the episodes to listen to. Mm-hmm. 5 years, can you imagine the hoofla, woofla that we've been going through?
Ain't been no hoofla,
the
hoofla,
ups and downs, hoofla. It's a lot. But... stay tuned. Episode number nine in 2 weeks. Gender Roles and Finances. And we also want to give one last shout out to our top sponsors. You can find them on Instagram, CC202 and Miss Demi Page. Thank you so much for donating. We really appreciate it.